This afternoon, somewhere between Chicago and Shino, Wisconsin, Frank Oresnik reached a milestone. Actually, his truck reached the milestone. It's a 1991 Chevy Silverado. He drives it delivering steak and seafood north from Chicago. And today, with a camera crew and an ad man for Chevrolet aboard, Frank Oresnik's odometer approached 1 million miles.
We're on Lime Road, just, I believe it's south of Fond du Lac, and we are at 2.1 miles to go, sir.
2.1 miles. Now, somewhere in driving this car since 1991, I gather.
I bought this in 1996.
Well, you bought it in 96. How many miles did it have on it when you bought it?
It had 41,000 miles, original miles. The original owner had died, and it was just too big for his widow. So, but he kept meticulous records. He had it Z-barted. That, of course, protects the undercarriage. We have copious documentation with my daily logs, 300 oil changes, which record the miles on each oil change, as well as the date and the odometer reading, probably another 100 times that I've had things replaced and have the receipts for warranty purposes. So all those things record the date and the odometer reading when the work was done, and they will all correspond with the appropriate date and month of the year involved. So there are no holes in this story.
Where are we now on the odometer?
1/2 mile to go.
1/2 mile to go.
We're going to slow down a little bit. We're on a very quiet country road, so we can do this. We're 0.4 mile away.
And over these years, you've never had any doubt maybe it would be just as well to get a new truck instead of driving this thing to 1 million miles?
No. See, what happened is when I bought this truck on a 3-year note, and by the time I had it paid for in the last payment, I had over 300,000 miles on the clock. And I hate payments. And I thought, I've got to make this thing last. So I took extra care for it. And of course, nobody ever guessed. I got the 400,000. Nobody guessed it would go to 500,000. Well, it got to 500,000 one night. We had a caravan of friends. And we stopped and we looked at the odometer and oohed and aahed. And then we went, and the engine was running good. There was no point in replacing it. But I have to tell you that this truck has never left me in a lurch, and I don't say that lightly. Here we go. We're 1/10 away, sir.
1/10 of a mile from 1 million miles.
That is correct,
sir. On your Chevy, okay.
On my Chevy Silverado. Okay, we're just, the 9 is halfway passing, and we're getting the dawn of a 0 coming up in the 10th column. And now they're starting to come up from right to left. The 10th and the 10, 20, or the 100 rather, and then the 1,000. Coming up, and then a 10,000, and now we're at all zeros across the board, and it is really something to see.
Does she have a name, this truck?
I call it the old girl. Do you remember the African Queen with Bogie and Kate Hepburn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he always referred to her as old girl, and you could tell it was a term of endearment. I do the very same thing for that reason. It's never left me down. I mean, how much more could a man ever want?
Well, Mr. Oresnik, thank you very much for talking with us. I've enjoyed it a great deal. Congratulations on reaching 1 million miles.
Thank you very much.
That was Frank Oresnik in his 1991 Chevy Silverado that hit the 1 million mile mark today.